As we gear up for the NSA convention, I get to go backstage with a mentor, friend, master storyteller, and fellow NSA New Orleans colleague, Gene Gatz. Gene, you'll be one of the main stage speakers in Orlando, and you'll be sharing one of your signature stories, then actually deconstructing it and dissecting it for us while you're on stage. So let me ask you, when did you develop your love for storytelling?
Well, Jared, I've been very fortunate that I was born and raised in the South, and I come from a long line of Southern family storytellers. So this is a gift that I've had for a long time, and I still get together with cousins and aunts and uncles, and we see who can tell the best stories.
So when did you realize that you actually had a gift for creating the kinds of stories that make people laugh yet still learn something at the same time?
I used to just deliver content as a breakout speaker when I started in my business about 25 years ago. But after a while, I got really bored listening to myself and figured my audiences were getting bored too. So I decided to inject some humor and some stories. And someone had told me that I was very good at just taking ordinary things that happen every day to everybody, but then finding a message, finding a point, building a life lesson around it. And so I started doing some of that. I started using some stories and putting in lots of humor, and I found a dramatic change in my presentation, an even more dramatic change in the way audiences responded to me. And then that led to invitations to move from a breakout speaker to being on the main stage as an opening or closing keynoter, because the humor and the stories and the content gave me the performance skills that I needed to be a keynoter.
Why is it that sometimes it seems as though a story works really well with one audience, and then it doesn't seem to work well with the next audience?
I think it's not so much the story, but it's maybe the right story for the wrong audience. I think we need to spend time getting to know who's going to be in that audience. We need to ask questions of the meeting planner. We need to get some feedback. We need to talk to people so that we understand what the audience wants to hear, what the meeting planner believes the audience needs to hear, and then we need to choose the right stories and tweak them in such a way that we can blend that together and deliver what's best. Speakers sometimes say to me, you know, I've told that story 100 times and it works every time, but it didn't work with this audience. And what I share is that, well, you know, the audience knew who they were long before you got there. You obviously didn't know who the audience was. And that stories are really, they're like a bridge. I think when we get up on stage, whether we're in a breakout or on the main stage as a keynoter, I think that there's automatically that perception of distance between us and the audience. Like, who is this person? Where did she come from? Why is she here? And so to me, a good story builds a bridge between the speaker and the audience. Using the analogy of my Southern family, you know, we often used to gather on the front porch to share stories. And when I'm telling a story, I want people in my audience to feel like I've opened the gate and I've invited them to come up on the front porch with me to hear my stories.
As speakers, we're all told that we need signature stories. In your mind, what separates a good story from a great story?
I think a great story is one that people can relate to. I find that audiences don't want to hear stories about how we were mistreated in first class on the way to a 5-star resort to deliver a keynote for which we're being paid a lot of money. They don't want to hear those kind of stories. They want to hear stories that from everyday life that have a connection to them that they can relate to. I tell a story about squirrels in the attic and how last summer Les and I had squirrels in our attic. And I use that analogy when I talk about dealing with difficult people. And I'm amazed at the number of people who come up to me after a keynote and say, let me tell you about the squirrels in my attic where I work or where I live. And I find that another good point about a signature story is that some of my signature stories, I've worked in a word or a phrase that becomes the buzzword or the buzz phrase of the rest of that conference, and that's when I know I've really delivered, and that, to me, is one of the ways you can tell that you've got a good signature story.
I've heard your stories over the years. The squirrel in the attic is new to me. I've heard your story about all the things that people keep in their junk drawer. do you just get these stories around your house? I mean, you say the Southern household storyteller becomes the universal story, because I don't see this necessarily working for a lot of other folks. You seem to pull this off in a unique way. How is that possible?
You know, I just told a story last week that came to me while I was doing a load of laundry, and the phrase that I used became the buzzword for the rest of the three-day conference. My stories just come from life. I mean, I look around, I see what's going on, I look at something that's happening to me, and then I figure out, well, is there a universal lesson here? Is there a message that I could weave into this story? And a lot of times there isn't. A lot of times I think, boy, I've got something great, and I work it, and it just doesn't go anywhere. So I have to leave it alone because it was obviously important to me, but it doesn't work for anybody else. So looking around, finding points of interest, again, what stories can you find that build the bridge? And they don't have to be all, you know, down-home stories. They can be stories that are very, very different, very unique to every person that's telling them. But there has to be a connection. There has to be a bridge. There has to be some reason that people are going to remember that story.
With all of your stories over the years, how much do you go through a process of cataloging those stories, tracking those stories, keeping track of which ones were told to which audiences, and which ones are perfect for the next audience?
I keep a page in my folder as soon as I book an engagement. One of my pages in there is called My Best Stuff, and it's all of my stories. It's the best stories that I tell. It's stories from my books, and so I will go through, as all speakers do, and check off which stories I want to use, and then as soon as I can after that presentation, making a note of which stories I used, which ones I didn't have time for, which ones I just decided to tell spur of the moment, and they worked. And so I keep track of that because I usually get invited back again in a couple of years, and so it's very important to know what stories I told the first time so I don't repeat myself.
For those who don't have stories, what advice do you have for them?
Everybody's got stories. They just need to be aware. I was working with a client on her stories a couple of years ago. She's a very successful CEO. She runs several companies. She speaks to audiences all over the world. And as she was beginning her speaking career, she was having trouble connecting because she was so successful and so famous. And in one of our conversations, she told me that what she struggles with is that one of the reasons she's so successful is she works so hard at being the best, because the whole time she was growing up, her father always told her that nothing that she ever did was good enough. And I said, after we talked a little more, I said, there's your story. There's your connection with the audience. Because then you can turn to that audience and say, have you ever done your best and tried as hard as you could, but then had someone tell you you were never good enough, you'd never measure up? That was her connection. That was the bridge, and that's how she related to those audiences. So my best advice, if you don't think you have stories, it's very easy. All you have to do to find your best stories is to live your life, pay attention, and take good notes.